This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Louisiana Congressman Bill Cassidy, who represents his state's 6th Congressional District. He's also a longtime practicing physician, and we want to get his reaction to what is the supposed deal between the Senate moderate and liberal Democrats towards getting that magical 60 votes necessary to move along their bill to a conference and eventually a final health care bill. And Congressman, thanks so much for your time today.
Hey, Greg, thanks for having me.
Well, the idea here, from what we're hearing in the snippets from Harry Reid and others, is that this isn't really a public option anymore, that it allows folks as young as 55 to buy into Medicare. It basically puts the Office of Personnel Management, the bureaucracy that controls health care benefits for federal employees, including yourself, but also rank and file members of the federal government, put them in charge of the entire health care process here. What do we need to know here? What's the headline? What's the reality?
The headline is that there's three goals of health care reform: access, cost, and quality. The president has been saying that we've got to control cost. Indeed, we now learn it's about access. Medicare costs are rising every year, so much so that it's going to be bankrupt in 7 years. And here we go, adding an entire new population, which happens to be baby boomers, a huge bulge in our demographics. This is about access, and there's frankly little concern about cost that I can see.
And so does this actually give the consumer any better options? Does it really mean less government control? What would be the reality if the Senate bill were to be the law?
First, let's say that Senator Reid has only been releasing the good things about the bill. We've yet to see how much it's going to officially cost or any of the details. And I've learned in Washington, since I've been here 8 months, you always hear about the good things before you hear about the bad things. But that said, we know that Medicare is going bankrupt in 7 years. That's despite the fact that everybody has been paying into Medicare throughout their working life. All of a sudden, we're going to put in a group of folks who are among the most numerous in our population, 55 to 64, and we've not paid in as to account for them, and we're going to provide a new benefit to them. Inevitably, that's going to be a strain upon the taxpayer. Inevitably, that's going to drive up our national deficit. I see no other way around it.
And, of course, if, in fact, this were to pass, and he would need a few reluctant moderates to go along with this, it would go to a conference committee, which would not guarantee that this supposedly more moderate version would actually be the final bill.
That's true. There's still the sticking point of abortion, which the liberals in Congress wish to have one way, and the moderates and conservatives wish to have another. The abortion issue has not been resolved, as far as we know, on the Senate side.
But in terms of the public option, what's to stop the Democrats, once they no longer need 60 votes to get things done, from just basically putting the House version of the bill in there without the abortion language?
There's nothing, except that I don't know if they don't need 60 votes. You're right. I think they could pass the public option. This may be a bait and switch.
So if you had the chance to talk to some of these moderate Democrats who are worried about the cost, worried about too much government intrusion, but they think that what is being formulated here by this group of 10 senators sounds more appealing, what would you say to them?
I would say that this does nothing to address cost, and it does nothing to address government intrusion. It gives a gateway for more government intrusion, we would expect cost to continue to rise at 8% per year, which more than doubles cost in 10 years. The president said the reason we need to have reform is that cost will double in 10 years. So far, everything we've seen costs more than double. It's a recipe for economic disaster.
Congressman, and I guess I'll call you Dr. Cassidy for this question, what will be the reaction inside the medical community? We know the AMA officially supports this legislation, but thousands, hundreds of thousands of doctors who are part of the AMA are outraged that their organization did this. What would be the result in retention and attraction of new doctors to the field if this goes in?
I think that many doctors will be very concerned. There's something called cost shifting, Greg, where typically Medicare and Medicaid underpay physicians and hospitals for the cost of their services. And so the physician and hospitals have to shift the rest of their cost, the uncovered cost, to the private insurance. For example, about $1,700 of someone who's privately insured, every year $1,700 of their premium is supporting the federal government. This expansion of Medicare and expansion of Medicaid will worsen that problem. Frankly, I think it will have a very negative effect upon the ability of hospitals to finance innovation.
What are you, as House Republicans, doing right now while this plays out in the Senate. Obviously, the Democratic bill passed about a month ago, and if the Senate passes something, it'll go to conference, and then there'll be debates in both chambers. But while this plays out, what do you see as the most effective way of getting your message out while most of the attention's on the other chamber?
Clearly, we need radio programs like you, Greg, the service you provide, but once the bill becomes public, we have to understand it and then take to the airwaves as much as possible to communicate to the American people that this will not control costs, it will result in tax hikes on state taxes and inevitably upon federal taxes as well.
And we still don't know the details of the Reid bill yet. Has that been officially made public?
It has not been officially made public, but if you say that the only way to control cost is by putting patients in the middle of the process and giving patients the ability to control costs, and in that way overall costs are controlled, there's nothing in current Medicare or Medicaid practices that do that. And so the whole model that they are pursuing is a model that has been shown not to control cost, and yet this is the model that the Reid bill apparently is pursuing.
So we'll keep tracking it, and hopefully we actually will get the bill released to the public at some point here. Congressman, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Greg.
Louisiana Congressman Bill Cassidy, practicing physician for many years, member of the House Education and Labor Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.